Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
After the hour, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Steve Curtin's here. He's a new friend. Steve spent most of his career, a couple of decades or more, in the hospitality industry with Marriott International. So he's learned a thing or two about customer service. Those guys have to get it right. And he now has his own company, his own consulting company, specializing in customer care, customer service, loving up your customers. He's got a brand new book called Delight Your Customer, 7 Simple Ways to Raise Your Customer Service from Ordinary to Extraordinary. And he's here to talk to us about that very topic. Steve Curtin, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me, Jim.
Good to have you here on the show. Congratulations on the book. Steve, your book is well-timed and perfectly situated and focused, because I've been lamenting on my show and in my life the decline of service in America, and it's a multifaceted decline, not just in the area of executing, but also in the area of just meeting people face to face. What do you think?
Well, I completely agree, and that was one of the reasons that I wrote the book. Really is based on an observation that I've made over time. And the observation is this. It's that while employees consistently execute the mandatory job functions for which they're paid, they inconsistently demonstrate the voluntary service behaviors that convey exceptional customer service. Mm-hmm. And these things cost little or no additional money to the employer. These things are free, things like expressing genuine interest in your customer.
Right. Well, yeah, and actually acting like you're glad I came in.
Right.
And maybe even looking me in the face and convincing me by your attitude that you recognize that my money is helping to pay your payroll.
Absolutely. I mean, so much of customer service is the little things. You know, the subtitle of my book is 7 Simple Ways to Raise Your Customer Service from Ordinary to Extraordinary. And the little things are things like eye contact, smiling, energy in your voice during our interaction.
Well, you know, I'm a very ardent observer of what's going on in the marketplace professionally and as a consumer, Steve. And when I go, you know, I've been lamenting this for a long time. One of my soapboxes that I get on every once in a while is the fact that nobody says thank you anymore. When you give them your hard-earned money, hardly anybody says thank you, especially the younger generation. And I've determined, Steve, that the problem is not with the people who are not saying thank you. It's with the companies who employ them. Because I have young kids wait on me, and they'll hand me my purchase, and they'll smile real big, and they'll say, here you go.
Right.
Now, that person is not trying to be a jerk. That person wants to give me good service because they've smiled and they've handed it to me and looked me right in the eye. They don't know what to say. Nobody has trained them to say, don't say, there you go. Say, thank you for your business. Please come back.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what they see is what you'll get in terms of performance. So what the employees see in terms of modeling by leadership is what you'll get in terms of performance. And it's often lacking because what they see modeled lacks, in this case, the gratitude that's necessary to make the customer feel appreciated.
You know what amazes me, Steve, is that if some national chain, one of the food chains or one of the clothing chains or somebody doesn't get it. The executives of these companies, I don't know what they're focusing on, but they're sure not focusing on their customers. They're doing too much focus groups and not enough management by walking around. If any one company in those industries of those competitors would put a full court press on training their people to say thank you. That one thing, those two words, just make sure everybody that does business with us gets a heartfelt thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Their business would jump 10%, I think, in 6 months. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with that. Because what
I'd go back, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. And the thing, what they'd be focusing on, the first part of the book talks about the difference between job function and job essence. And there are two halves to every employee's job. And the first half, job function, those are the duties and the tasks that are associated with an employee's job role. Job essence is an employee's highest priority at work. And for most employees in the service industry, their highest priority is to create a delighted customer.
Right. And the thing that amazes me, Steve, small business owners are, I can indict them too on this, because I go into a lot of small, way too many small businesses that where the people don't act like they care that I came in either. And I'll tell you something, Steve, as you know, the experience is all we have in small business.
Uh-huh.
We don't have an array of products nobody else has. We don't have the low prices. We don't have a bunch of the fancy ads that people run. All
right.
We have is the experience. And yet, too many small business. And this is what makes me mad when a small business complains about Walmart
mm-hmm.
coming to town, and then they don't do their part to keep those customers. What do you think?
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, it involves discretionary effort, and small businesses in particular, they're juggling a lot of balls. I get that. Even so, it requires the recognition that service is not a noun. It's not inanimate. It requires action. Service
yeah.
is a verb.
Yeah.
And each of these seven behaviors begins with a verb. You know, you have to express genuine interest. You have to convey authentic enthusiasm. It requires action.
Folks, that's going to be on the grammar portion of the test today, so be sure to write that down. Express genuine interest, folks, is one of Steve's seven key simple ways to raise customer service. Offer sincere and specific compliments. We should compliment people?
Yeah, absolutely. When the opportunity arises, I mean, expressing genuine interest, that arises during every single customer interaction that you have, whether it be face-to-face or over the phone or even online. You can
Nothing curries my favor more than when a clerk tells me, "Oh, sir, I love your hair." Right? That's what you're talking about, right, Steve?
Well, it could do that. It could be your eyeglass frame.
Hold on to that thought. Delight Your Customers by Steve Curtin, Curtin. Just out right now. Check it out wherever books are sold. 20 after. We're going to talk about the other six tips, or maybe other five tips, as Steve has for us after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.